Today's daf in Masechet Gittin, brought to you from Eretz HaKodesh, is daf Tet Zayin. And we're holding on daf Tet Vav Amud Beit, and we were in the middle of this fascinating new idea that we had learned yesterday, which was, Oy Kulay B'Takanas Chachamim, or Kulay B'Kiyum HaGet. And that idea was, the Gemara relates it to a general concept of the way that mechanisms work. So if Chazal were koveya, that one way of being makshir a get is through a shliach who says, b'fanai nechta, b'fanai nechta. And then obviously we're able to be makayim a get, the same way we can be makayim any contract. But that does not mean that you could be makayim a get half through a shliach, meaning a shliach recognizes only b'fanai nechta chetzio, plus an additional edim on even two edim, according to Rav Chisda, additional edim on the other signature. Because it's got to be either it's a normal shtar, b'kiyum, or it's a get where you actually did what the Chachamim said to do. That is to say that the shliach said, b'fanai nechtav, and b'fanai nechtav. But not halfway of this and halfway of that. That doesn't count. So yesterday, we put that together with the idea of if you have a mechitza that is created, five tvachim high mechitza part, and five tvachim is from the inside of the bar. Does that count as 10 tvachim from inside of the bar? So we found that over there we also had a machlokas. And Rav Chisda, indeed, consistent with his theory here, he extended it even to a case like that, and he said, look, it's neither a mechitza of five, nor is it an internal wall of a pit of five. And therefore, it's not a Rishus HaYochid. Mashen Kein, the psak was, Alibada Memar, that's not related necessarily to this. And in fact, it is Mitztarev. Today, we want to take a look at some other interesting areas where we might be able to be Mitztarev two different mechanisms to achieve one result. So, we are up to today, Boi Ilfa. Yadayim Torot Chatzayim. It's about one third of the way up on the bottom of Tesvav Amed Bet. So, Boi Ilfa. Yadayim Torot Chatzayim or Ein Torot Chatzayim. Is it possible to make a yad to be Torah for Achila, for you can make your Hamotzi, halfway? By halves. Now, what does that mean exactly? Do you mean to say that two people would be using the same revias? So by halves, you mean ultimately by half of the cup? Is that the question? So, the halacha is that, in fact, that is absolutely okay. Two people are able to be mashi adayim from a single revias. And that it says beferish, he would not say beferish a Mishnah. But it's not. Mirivit notlim li adayim leachad vafil leshnayim. So that's, even if it's coming from what's called shiurei tara, once you have a shiur, the shiur with the yud, the leftovers, are all considered to be sufficient for netilat yadayim. So he couldn't have asked what the din is over there. So what was Ilfa asking? So perhaps he was asking, Ella de Kamasha Chada Vechada Yade, that perhaps what he's asking is that you washed your hands one at a time. Maybe that's the point. So you washed one hand, dried that hand, and then you went ahead and you washed the other hand. Maybe that's the pshat. So that's also, if that's the case, that's not a question at all. Because we even have, even though it says it's not, it isn't really a Mishnah over here. So, at least according to Rashi. So, according to Rashi, let's read it to Tanya. The Tanya. Hanotel yado achat benetila, ve'achat b'shtifa. Let's say that you actually did two completely different types of netila. One of them was a netila normally by washing with a cup, and with the other one, you stuck into a mikveh or into a stream. then Yadav Torot says beferish that that would be kosher. So if that's the case, you can clearly say that if you wash each one separately, it's certainly going to be just as good as washing one with a cup and dipping one in a mikveh. So there, apparently, there is no problem of having chatzi with one tikkun and chatzi with another tikkun. So that can't be the question of Ilfa. V'ela, maybe Ilfa's question was like this. He washes his hands by half. So in other words, first he washes half of the shear of, let's say, halfway up to his knuckles, and then he dries that, and then he washes the other half. But that can't be a question either. Because Ha'amri Devei Reb Yanai, Yadayim Ein Tarot L'Chatzayim. You can't wash your hands half a hand at a time and never have a full Netilat Yadayim. So we know the answer to that as well. But maybe what Ilfa wants to know is that since that case does not talk about what the din would be if you have Mashke Tofeach, perhaps there he wants to know maybe that's good. So Mashke Tofeach means that if there's still dampness on that part of the hand that you washed first, maybe that would make the netila that continues on the other half of the hand be viewed as part of the same netila as on the first part of the hand, because the Mashke Tofeach means that the yadayim are still not fully dried, and therefore the netila is still in effect, maybe. Says the Gemara, who cares? If there's Mashke Tofeach, we know for sure from a Mishnah that Mashke Tofeach is not considered to be a wet hand. V'chika Mashke Tofeach Mayhavi. Doesn't it say Beferish in the Mishnah in Tyrus? So it says over there, Hanitzuk v'hakatafras u'mashke tofeach eino chibur. Lo letum'ah v'lo letahara. So the case over here, remember, we've had many times. Let's just redefine our terms once again, so we don't make any mistakes. So a nitzuk is a pouring stream. So let's say if you have a bottle of water and you're pouring from one into a lower container, over there, if the lower container is tameh, it is not going to make the upper container tameh. Or if you have a katafras, would mean the classic meaning of a katafras, it's coming off of a waterfall at the edge of a cliff, and the water is gushing over the open ground, and it's going to be mechaber, let's say, between a 20 saw on top and 20 saw on the bottom. Would that make a mikveh for Tyra? No, it would not. Well, let's take the case of a katafras. A katafras is where you have water that is not in the air, it's not a nitzuk, but it's running down a mountainside. So it's running quickly down a mountainside, or it's going across some type of board that you've set up to connect to two sources. So again, the question is, in a case where it's running down a mountainside, would that be able to be mechaber, two half mikvahs together to be one mikveh? No, it would not. How about where you're talking about something in your kitchen, where the water is running down from something that is tahar, and it's running along the counter into something that's tameh? Would it be tameh? No, it would not be tameh. The same thing is true of Mashke Tofeach. Let's imagine a case where, again, this could be Nogea Mikvah. So you've got 20 lug in one bar, 20 lug in another bar, and they, between them, the ground is damp. Is that connecting? No, it's not connecting. Let's imagine the case in your kitchen where you've got a large pot that is sort of, you know what happens to pots nowadays when you put them on the gas without anything in them. The bottom always expands upward, and then when you try to put a little oil on your pot, it all goes to the side, right? So now the question is, would the damp area between the two parts in which you have water or oil on one side and oil on the other side, they're connected with a damp area. Is that mechaber, the tameh one, to the tahar one? No, it's not. So you know your answer. It means that Mashke Tofeach would not be considered to be a chibur, and if that's the case, it would not be considered to be a chibur of two separate netilot yadayim to connect the first netila to the second netila. So that can't be the question of Ilfa. So what is the question of Ilfa? By the way, I just want to, once we're already talking about it, I just remind you every time we go over this sugya, and I hope Gavi is there to write down about Nitzur, Ketafras, Mashke Tofeach, because it's an extremely important basic idea. So according to Tosfos, there is a difference between this halacha of Ketafras not being a chibur. It's different to the sugya in Chagiga, where, if you recall, we had over there that there were three pools of water. The middle pool had Arbaim Sa, an upper pool had Esrim Sa, and a lower pool had Esrim Sa. Tosfos is mechalek between that level of Ketafras, where you actually have a mikveh in the middle, and he says that the lower pool is considered to be mechuber to the upper pool as a kosher mikveh, and that we, but that's because of the question of God Achit and God Asik, which we're going to be talking about in a moment. But just to make it clear that the Ketafras is not necessarily the only way that those mikvahs could be connected. And there's another way of looking at the question of whether water, which is in the process of being, of sloping down into a pool, is considered to be already there, from the concept of God Asik, remember that we view it as God, push it down halachically and make it already there. That is a klal that Gavi has already written before. Maybe it's time for you to publish the book, Gav. I mean, there's an awful lot of stuff here. Send me over a copy so I could check it over first. Okay.
I want that copy too.
Okay. Lo tzricha. Okay, so the case of Ilfa, I'll tell you, we can just make a little change and then we have a question. Ilfa wanted to know if you did half an atilas yadayim and the hand was not only wet, but it was, Mr. Gavi, tofeach amenat lahatfiach. Another very important claw. It's not simply wet that when you touch it, you can sense wetness. It is wet enough so that when you pull your finger away, your finger will be wet. And over there, that wasn't what was it referring to, and it says Mashke Tofeach. So what it was that Ilfa wanted to know, suppose your hand still has Mashke, which is Tofeach HaMenat LaHatfiach, there, is it considered to still be one Netilah, or does the fact that one Netilah had been completed, half a Netilah had been completed, make it not one Netilah? But that can't be the question either, because we know the answer to that from a Braita, Nami Tanina. Tofeach lahatfiach is considered to be a chibur. So what in the world was Ilfa asking? No, you're right. It does say that in the Braita, but you know what it was referring to over there? It might have only been talking about the last piece, which was Nogea utilizing tofeach amenat lahatfiach to make a kosher mikveh, and not talking about just where it was damp, but rather where it was on its way downwards, and it was going out Liba to Rabbi Yehuda. And remember, we had the question over there of Rabbi Yehuda in a case where two people went into a mikveh one after the other. There was precisely 40 lug in that mikveh. So then that should mean that the first person into the mikveh had a full tefillah, but the moment that he got out of the mikveh, some of the water was obviously still on his body, in which case the second person to go into the mikveh did not enter a full Arbaim Log mikveh, right? And there we have the famous Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. It's not. Over there, the Mishnah makes it very clear in Mikvaot what that story is. We've had it many times, in which we have a mikveh, Sheyesh Bo Arbaim Sa'a Mechuvanot, so we have precisely the 40 Sa'a. V'yardu shnayim v'tavlu, two people are tevel b'zeh achazeh, harishon tahor, because he went into a mikveh of arba imsa, v'hasheni is tameh, because there was water that was no longer in the mikveh, which remains on the body of the first guy. Rabbi Yehuda's great chiddush is that im ayu raglav shel harishon nogod b'mayim, af hasheni tahor. So if his feet are still, the first person hadn't completely walked out of the mikveh, and he still has his feet in the mikveh. So then, based on the concept of God Achit, which we've spoken about, means to like push something down, it's as if it's already there. So then we consider the water that's on his body to still be connected. And maybe that's what it was talking about when it said Mashke Tofeach Latpiach would be a chibur l'taira, but that's Dafka. This halacha of Rabbi Yehuda, which of course is irrelevant to the din of Netilas Yadayim by hands. And therefore, Ilfa is still within his rights to ask the question about would the din of Tofeach Latfiach have any impact on the status of the Netila if it were done by piece by piece. Okay, another fascinating question about the relationship of two different takanas is an even more subtle question. And the idea over there is the two takanas were actually made for the same purpose. And so you would think that there might be a broader ground for a tikkun. So remember, the question was like this. One of the Yudches Dover that we had learned about in Shabbos is that if somebody had gone to the mikveh and he then gets into a bathtub of clean water, he becomes tummy. So the reason for that was that the mikvahs were absolutely filthy, and people used to have to wash off the mikvah water. So if a person wants to go into a bathtub afterwards, it's obvious why he would do that. He stinks to high heaven from the mikvah. And so they made a takana that if he had been in a mikvah that day, meaning that he's a tful yom, any time during that day that he would go and take a bath or go into a pool, which was a mayim she'uvim pool, he would become tameh the minute that Rosh HaVerubo would be there, because people started to say, well, you know, it's not the filthy water that really works on you. That's just there to give you pain, you know. It's really the clean water that works on you and that makes you tahar. So nowadays that we don't like pain, how about if we just go into the clean water and that'll be the mikvah? Okay, so because of that, they made this takana. Now, the main way, of course, that people would wash off filthy water was not by going into a bath and sitting in the filthy water that went into the bath, but by showering off the water. So there was also an overall takana that if you showered and there was 3 lug of water that had been in the container that allowed you to shower the shower could mean just taking a big thing and pouring it over you, or in the tank that held the water, which is Mayim She'uvim. So then 3 lug of water that fell over Rosh HaVerubo is also going to be mitame. Now, this was made in separate stages because the din of the chumrah of Rosh HaVerubo in a shower is more chumor than the other case, because this case was the main way that you would wash off filthy water from a mikveh. Memela, they were more machmer on it, and they said this is true not only of a tful yom, but even on a tahor, shenafla rosh varuba. The guy has been tahor for the past month. There's no, why would he confuse it with going to the mikveh? But nonetheless, they had to make an overall takana, because otherwise people wouldn't believe it. Ah, get out of here. What do you mean? If you take a shower, you're tahor, but if you take a shower after a mikveh, you're tummy. Who are you, Frank the Fool? Okay, so because of that, they made this as a broader takana. Now, my question is, okay, what would be if it's half and half? In other words, suppose a guy goes into part of his body, but not the rov, goes into a bath of Mayim She'uvim, and then he turns on the shower in the bath on the other half of his body. So now, will I be mitzar if, no, Barnea, the bath has holes on the bottom. This one, you can just pour it over your head. It's a nice show and tell for today, Barnea, but it doesn't fit. So now, if you would do half and half, what would be the din? Chetzio was bebia in the bathtub, and chetzio was benefila in the shower. What's the halacha? Teiku. I don't know the answer to that one. But anyway, as you can see, the question of Rav Chisda is fascinating. To what extent are we mavdil between different mechanisms that Chazal did and achieve the same result? And we've got another interesting half and half kind of issue, because Rav Papa said, you remember the Takanat Ezra. Now, the Takanat Ezra created a whole new din for a Baal Keri. Namely, he's not supposed to learn, and he's not supposed to say brachot, and so on. That was the original Takanat Ezra, which became batel after time. But in any event, at that point, they had made a takana that if this Baal Keri is not well, and it's difficult or unhealthy for it to go into one of these freezing mikvahs and so on, so what he could do is he could pour 9 kav of mayim over him, even if it's mayim she'uvim, and that would be sufficient to be metayer him from the keri. Obviously, there still is the other gezera of making the person tamei. That's a different issue. But here we're talking about the special Takanas Ezra. So for the Takanas Ezra, it would be sufficient. Obviously, a guy can't walk into the Beis HaMikdash or anything. I mean, that's not the point. Now, the question is, suppose he was able to get half into a mikveh, and it just got too cold for him, and somebody poured the Tisha Kavim over him in the mikveh when half of him was in the mikveh. Can he be mitzarev, the half in the mikveh, which is mikveh tahira, together with this new modality of becoming tar by having water poured over him? There too, teiko. Okay, good. Now that we've gotten through that fascinating discussion about the various ways that takanas, which was triggered by the issue of you can't do a get with half utilizing b'fanai nechta b'fanai nechta and half utilizing normal kiyum get. This was Rav Chisda's chiddush. Getting back to the Mishnah, the next case. So we had a case where you had one person saying b'fanai nechtav and another person saying b'fanai nechtam. So the Mishnah says, in that case, you do not have a kosher get. But the question is, what precisely are we talking about? Were the two people, these two people were both officially made shluchim by the Baal, and now they're both coming as the shluchim to the Beis Din, and they're saying, we were sent together by the Baal, and one of them says, I saw the ktiva, and the other one says, I saw the chatima. Is even that puzzle? Or is it only puzzle with our two people, but only one of whom was the actual shliach? So this is what we need to define here. So we have two lishonot. Omer of Shmuel bar Yehuda, Omer of Yochanan, where do we say that the get is puzzle? That's only is loshanu alasha'in aget yotzei mitachat yedei shnehem. That's where these two edim, essentially, are not both shluchim, only one of them is a shliach. So if only one of them is a shliach, he is unable to be mekayim b'shlichus because he cannot say b'fanai nechtav or b'fanai nechtam. Okay, that I understand makes a great deal of sense. But in the event that the get was yotze mitachat yidei shnehem, let's say that both of them are not merely edim. They are both officially shluchim. And when we say it's yotze mitachat yidei shnehem, Rashi says they're literally holding on to this get, presenting it together in front of the Beis Din. Tosfos says, let's not exaggerate. They don't have to actually be holding on to the get, but the point is that both of them are made to the Beis Din, that they were both appointed as shluchim. In that case, since they are also shluchim, so that is enough to make it kosher, which we have to explain. Why would that be? Because l'chora, they're still not being mekayim, either of them. Neither of them is being mekayim the takanat rabbanan to say b'fanai nechtav b'fanai nechtam. So why would Rabbi Yochanan say, well, if they're both shluchim, then it would be okay? Why in the world would that make a difference since neither of them did what they have to do? That would only be because of a different halacha, namely, that kalma kasava shnayim sheviu get mi medinat hayam, Ein Zirchim Sheomru Mifanai Nechtav Mifanai Nechtav. Remember that we had this as one of the issues before with Rava and Rabba, that if you have two Eidim that are coming Mimidina Sayam, and they are in the position of saying Bifanai Nechtav Mifanai Nechtav, they don't need to even say Bifanai Nechtav Mifanai Nechtav, because there was no takana whatsoever, and even if they had simply presented it, there would be no need to say anything. Because remember that the only reason, at least according to Rava, the only reason that we said that they have to say it was because we're afraid that people will get confused with Kiyam Shtaras D'Alma. And in this case, since we have two witnesses, we don't have to have any additional proof. Because remember, as Rashi learned, well, if you have two people, then you have Eidim Mitzrayim L'Kaimo anyway. So why would they have to say V'nai Nechtav V'nai Nechtav? Or according to Tosfos, if you have two people and they are made that a husband gave the get, that's a kosher get. We don't need any type of Kiyama get afterwards. And therefore, there would never have been such a takana. So what would be the problem? In that case, says Rabbi Yochanan, since they didn't need to say a word, so the fact that they said a word isn't going to make it worse, is it? And therefore, it's kosher. Now you'll think to yourself, now wait a minute, I don't understand. If two people don't need to say, b'fanai nechtav, b'fanai nechtav, so then, if there are two people in the first case, I understand one of them is a shliach, one of them is an aid, right? But what's the difference? It's still, according to the way I'm learning, says Rashi, it's still Eidim Mitzuyim L'Kaimai. There are two people who came from Chutz La'aretz, and here they are. And I thought the issue is that when you have two people, you don't need to worry about it. That's true. However, this is a low pluk. Because since people do not know the difference between somebody who's walking in on his own, carrying the get, together with a whole trainload of people that just came in, which obviously if there's a trainload of people, we're not going to say, oh, well, now there's plenty of people from Bavel here, not Bavel, I mean, from Chutz La'aretz here. That's not what we're saying. We're saying if two people brought the get, well, people don't know the difference. You know, you're saying there are two people here. One of them is walking in and he's saying he's a shliach over there. Obviously, he has to say fanai nechtam, fanai nechtam. So in order to make sure that people don't get confused, if you're going to be machsher in a case where there's one person with him, you know, they're going to get confused and say, we're only relying on a shliach, and he doesn't have to say in the case of normal kiyama get. If two people actually came, then it's clear that this is an unusual case, and it's not a case that the Rabbanan are machram because it's a milsud lo shchich. Okay, that's how Rashi explains it, and that's the difference. There's no really meaningful difference between the two cases, where they're called, one of them is where he's a shliach and the other is an aid, or whether they're both shluchim, other than the question of making a gzera, that people will get confused. So, says Abaye to Rabbi Yochanan, so what are you saying? You're saying that the whole thing is talking about where only one is a shliach and the other is not a shliach. So then, when it says in the next piece of the Mishnah, it says, if two people say, b'faneinu nechtav, and one person says, b'fanei nechtam, it's posel. And in that case, Rabbi Yehuda says, no, I disagree. I say it's kosher. You're going to be saying the same thing. I mean, because obviously we can't make changes in the case of the Mishnah. So you would say the same thing, that the only reason that we say over there, according to Tanakhama, that it's posel, is because Taimah she'ina get yotzi mitachat yedei shnehem. But if the get would be yotzi mitachat yedei shnehem, the Rabbanan would actually be machshir. Is that correct? I don't believe you're changing it in the middle. So in other words, the machlokas rebut and the Rabbanan is also talking about a case where they're not both shluchim. And that if they were both shluchim, the Rabbanan would have been machshir. Even though the words that he said are meaningless, because he did not say the full b'fanai nechtam, b'fanai nechtam, correct? And you're saying it would still be kosher. In that case. Yes, absolutely. Answer, absolutely. Of course, I would say that. Amalei in. So then Abaye said, okay, so then could you explain to me, if Eina get Yotzi mitachat yedei shneihem, what exactly is the machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan? I mean, so haven't we covered all of our bases? No, very simple. Mar savar gazrinan dilma ati lechlufi bekim shtaris di alma beit echad. The machlokas between the Chachomim in this case and Rabbi Yehuda is that the Tanakhama holds that even though the get is now being carried by an aid of Chatima together with the Shliach, that the Rabbanan did not accept that, even though the Shliach is Neman also as if he were two people, but nobody said Befadai Nechtam, Befadai Nechtam. And therefore, we are worried that in that case, since we only have one aid that is an actual witness to identify the signature, so because of that, we're chayshesh, tilma atzi lachlufi bekim shtaris diyama, like we said before. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda says, in such a case, we will not make a gezerah, because since you need two people now to take the case, the place of a single shliach, how are people going to get confused to say it would be kosher with one? So, mar savar lo gazrinan, what's the point of making a gezerah? Anyway, that's our first lashon. Namely, that the entire discussion is only if they're not both shluchim. However, the second lashon says it exactly the opposite. Omar the lishnach rina amrila, Omer of Shmuel bar Yehuda, Omer of Yochanan, not true. Afilu shnai, even if both of them are shluchim. And the get is yotzi mitachat yedei shneihem, it's still puzzle. Why? Because nobody said, befonai nechtav u befonai nechtam. Yes, but I thought you have two people. Ah, because according to this, Reb Yochanan holds, alma kasavar, even two people, sheiviu get mi medinat hayam, still have to say befaneinu nechtav ubefaneinu nechtam. So, says Abai, in other words, you're saying that in the Sefer where there's a machlokas, in the case of shnayim omrim befaneinu nechtav v'echad omer befaneinu nechtam, that it's posel and Rabbi Yehuda's machshir, you're saying even if both of them were shluchim? Omer le'in, yes, absolutely. Drabanan posel, even if both are shluchim. So then what's the machlokas? Why does Rabbi Yehuda say it's kosher? Ah, that's because the Rabbanan hold that the issue over here is that you need to say b'fanai nechtav, b'fanai nechtam, because of lishma. So what difference does it make if you have eidim l'kaimo? How are we going to be machshir again if they cannot say b'fanai nechtav, b'fanai nechtam lishma? The fact that we have eidim that are machshir, the signature, that doesn't change anything, because we still have the gezer of lishma. Whereas, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's kosher. Because what do we need lishma for? Since you have two people brought it, therefore there's no problem of eidim mitzuyim l'kayma. So what do they have to say b'fanai nechtav v'fanai nechtam for at all? I can't believe it, says the Gemara. You're telling me now that 2 weeks later, we discover on Daf Tezvav to Zion, we discover that the machlokas between Rab and Rav is a machlokas here between the Rabbanan and Rabbi Yehuda in a Mishnah? Because that's what you're saying. You're saying the machlokas between this Lashon of Rabbi Yochanan, the machlokas between the Rabbanan who say even if there were two shluchim and they come and they say b'faneinu nechtam, and then there was one additional aid that says b'faneinu nechtam, that over there we have a new machlokas, whether you need to have the fanai nechtav in order to deal with the lishma, like Rabba or not, like Rova? And this whole time you were pretending we have a machlokas amoroyim? That's crazy. Ask the Gemara, so then, is that possibly what you're saying? How do you explain that? Asks the Gemara. So if this is the case, you're telling me Lema, the Rabba, Varava, are machlokas tamnoim? No, of course not, says the Gemara. Rava and Rabba will both interpret this Mishnah in a way that has nothing to do with their machlokas. Obviously. And the truth is, of course, we discussed it before, but Rava will be Metaritz Kalishna Kama. Obviously, Rava is going to say, what, are you crazy? Of course we're not talking about a case where you had two people that were Mavius Haget. In such a case, for sure, everybody would be Moda was kosher, because there is no Indian of Lishma. And this second Lashon, that Lashon is all confused. Of course, if you have two people, then there is for sure no reason whatsoever, since the only basis is Ein Eda Mitzuyim L'Kaimo, and if you have two people, there would be no problem. And Masha Inkin, I would explain the Machlokas like we explained it before, according to Rabbi Yehuda. People are not going to end up being confusing it with Kim Shtar's Diyama. That's the whole problem. Rabba will say, actually, the correct explanation of the Mishnah here is according to the second pshat, and if that's the case, what do you do about the Lishma? Very simple. It's talking about over here, Achmai Eskina La'acha Shalomdu. Obviously, as I said before, the moment that people learned about the din of Lishma, there really should be no requirement for Bifanai Nechta, Bifanai Nechta, other than the fact that we made a Gzeira Shema Yachzara Davar Lekil Kulo. Well, that is exactly what the machlokas here is, whether we make a takana of Shema Yachzara Davar Lekil Kulo. That's the whole point. The issue over here is that Mar Sovar, the Tanakama holds, we have to worry that maybe things will be chaser and therefore it's not kosher. Mashen Kain Rabbi Yehuda says, what's the problem if Lamaisa people know about the Lishma, but he ever to get his kosher? Wait, so according to that, Rabbi Yehuda should hold that even in the Reisha it's kosher. Not only in this case because you have two, no. I mean, you're telling me that according to Rabbi Yehuda, basically, in all cases, the idea is that we're not concerned currently about Lishma. So then if that's the case, in the first case where we were talking about that you have two people that are available, so why are we worried about it? Why should we need for both shluchim to say anything about both b'fanai nechtam b'fanai nechtam? So then he should have said it's kosher even in the first case in the Mishnah. Also, two people bring a get. One says b'fanai nechtam. One says b'fanai nechtam. Rabbi Yehuda didn't say I disagree in that case. But now it's basically the same case. Because if we're talking about two people bringing a get, and that's the second lashon, two shluchim brought the get, so then according to that, I don't need to be Mekayim the get, really. And I also don't need to say Lishma because people know about the Lishma. So what's going on over here? So then Rabbi Yehuda should have argued. Well, guess what? He does argue. In fact, Ha'itmar Allah, Omar Ula Chaluka, Ya Rabbi Yehuda Avarishana. So in Achinami, according to Rabba, Rabbi Yehuda just bided his time to point out that there's no basis for a problem over here, even in the opening case where nobody said anything about the Lishma here, about the Chatiman. That's fine. He did argue. Masi Rav Hoshaya Le'ula, how can you say that he argued if a Braita says that Rabbi Yehuda was only Machshir in this case, but not in the other case? I mean, what do you think the other case is? The other case is undoubtedly the case in the Reisha, right? Lav lamut echad omer b'fanai nechtam ve'echad omer b'fanai nechtam. So the Bryce is saying, not like you, Rabbi Yehuda did not argue in the first case, but with the Sfar that we're saying now, Rabbi Yehuda should have argued in the first case because you said we're talking about Le'acha Shalomdu, and Rabbi Yehuda doesn't care about the Gezera of Le'acha Shalomdu Shema Yachzer Adover Le'kilkulei. So Ula, what are you going to do about the Braisa? Says Ula, excuse me, but you're the one who's jumping to conclusions around here. All it says is that Rabbi Yehuda doesn't argue about the other case. And you're the one who claims that the so-called other case is specifically the Reisha. I disagree. That's not the other case. You know what the other case is referring to? It's referring to a shliach who said b'fanai nechtam, avolo b'fanai nechtam. That's the case that it's talking about over there. Only one shliach brought the get. And obviously, if he doesn't say b'fanai nechtam, b'fanai nechtam, everybody agrees that at least we have to worry about the issue about people thinking that Kiyum Shtar is the Alma you could use one person for. So even Rava was saying that. And therefore, isn't that obvious? I mean, what does that have to do with the issue of Lishma? I'll tell you why. Excuse me. Let me explain it to you. The reason that I need to know that this would be so, and that in fact it does, it is no Gea, Rav Yehuda, is because Salka Daita Chanina, I would have thought that even though this is not the same Gezerah, but if you've already seen that Rav Yehuda isn't worried about the question of Shema Yachzor HaDavar L'Kukulai, right? So Rav Yehuda was not Gezer a Gezerah. So Dilma, maybe the point is that Rav Yehuda doesn't hold to these far-fetched issues. We worry about what's going to happen, that maybe Yachzor HaDavar L'Kukulai, so maybe Rav Yehuda wouldn't worry about the other issue, which he would feel was far-fetched, that people are Asi L'Chlufei, Bekiyum Shtar is the Alma. You're right. That's nothing to do with Lishma. You're right. And you would think that the Brisa, what does the Brisa have to talk about it for? I understand. Why would I think otherwise? So I'm explaining to you. I would have thought that maybe Rav Yehuda has an overall approach to the question of whether we should take into consideration these, what appear to me, says he, to be far-fetched gezeiros. If I'm not worried about Shema Yachzor HaDavar L'Kukulai, I won't worry about maybe some idiot is going to think that this Kiyum Shtoreis could also be done with one aid. Nobody's going to think such a thing. And therefore, that also he wouldn't have been geyser. Therefore, Kamash Malan, no. Rav Yehuda certainly made it that a get is puzzle if you only have one shliach, and he cannot say b'fanai nechtav, because the reason we made him say b'fanai nechtav is just to make sure that people say, why is he saying b'fanai nechtav? Must be because this is not a normal Kiyum Shtoreis, and this is a special halacha by Gittin. Itmar Nami, and we actually have a raya that the machlokas between Rav Yehuda, there are others at least who say it also, that the machlokas between Rav Yehuda and the Rabbanan is talking about the second Lashon, where there were two Shluchim, and Rav Yehuda said the same thing. Omer Rav Yehuda, Shnayim Sheviyu Get Mimedinat Hayam, that is precisely where we have the machlokas, Rav Yehuda and the Rabbanan, and even though we have a Shliach Echad who's writing, talking about the Ksav, and the Shliach Echad is talking about the Chatima, it's still puzzle, and Rav Yehuda says in that case, it's kosher. And that's absolutely where we have the machlokas. But, I mean, according to the first Lashon, that case would not be a machlokas. But the Rabbanim would be made, according to the first Lashon, Rav Yochanan, that Shnayim Sheviyu Get, Einam Tzrichin Lomar, Befanai Nechtav, Ubefanai Nechtam. Rabbi Bar Bar Chana once was ill, and Rav Yehuda and Rabbi came to visit him to see how he's feeling. So while they visited him, Bo'minet. So they also utilized the opportunity to discuss with him some issues. And they wanted to know what the din would be if two people, exactly the question we've just been discussing, Shnayim Sheviyu Get Mimedinat Hayam, this issue which is between the Lishna Rishayna of Rav Yochanan and Lishna Achrayna. You have two shluchim. They both bring together a get mibinat hayam. Was there ever a takana that two people need to say b'fanai nechtav of b'fanai nechtam, or was that only said on one individual? Oh, ain't tzrichim. Amar lam, so Rabbi Bar Bar Chana said to them, they definitely do not need, for the obvious reason. Look, suppose two people would have said to us nothing about their being shluchim. They would simply have said, we saw this husband give a get to his wife. Would that be okay? Of course it would be. What would we say is wrong with that? You can have witnesses testifying to a divorce that took place any place on earth, and we wouldn't start talking about issues about it. So why isn't this exactly the same thing? Milo mehemne? by the very fact of their saying that the Baal gave us his get and said, divorce my wife. So then they're basically saying the Baal divorced his wife. Anyway, they're in the middle of talking. Some idiot runs into the room like a madman, this goy, dressed up in his priest's uniform, and he grabs the light from their table and walks out of the house with it. Now, this was because there was these Zoroastrians. They had this day which they had prohibited anybody in the country from having any light in the house. All of the light comes from the great Lord, whatever his name is, Scroogey Bopper. And you had to come into the temple in order to be able to see light on that day. Some say that it was based on that, that all of the people that generally enlighten the Zoom screen with their face turned dark. So it's on that day that they only write a name and that you can't see any light on that day. It was Lezecher, this terrible event. So anyway, he was
lampooning them. Rabbi is lampooning them.
Oh my gosh. Save your voice, Barnea. Save your voice. And so on that day, there were some who came to be Mamayat the Avodah Zarah. For a moment, there was a vision of a Malach called Richie, and then he disappeared again like the Malach of Benoach, you know, Az Yadu. Anyway, okay. So, of course, a Rebbe wouldn't be Mitami himself on a day like that, where they were showing the light in the Avodah Zarah bias. It's understandable, of course. And we can assume some of these people are even here. Anyway, he was miserable about this, because this idiot Chavra came and Shakal Shraga Mikamayu. So Rabbi Bar Bachana was brokenhearted, and he says, Rachmona Ribbono Shel Olam, O Betulach, O Betula Debar Esav. Either you protect us, bring us into a geula, and if we have to be in Golas, at least send us to Esav, not to these disgusting people who walk in the middle and don't even give us the covet of a knock on the door. Anyway, meanwhile, I just want to remind you of the machlokas that we've had many, many times about who these chavra are. Rashi constantly insists that the word chavar is another word for a parsoi. So it's referring to these Iranians. Now, you can certainly see his point. But Tosfos learns that, no, that's absolutely not true. The parsoi man really had nothing to do with the Chavra. The Chavra was this other crazy religious group that ended up coming in to Bavel, Persia, much, much later, and that was Dafka during the time of Rabbi Yochanan. He brings Uriah much later, had nothing to do with the difference between Koresh, as Rashi learns, or Nebuchadnezzar. It was after Koresh took over Bavel that then things started going downhill, and that this is referring to, it's true that the Persians themselves ended up becoming at that point Zoroastrians, and that made them much worse, but that it's not a reference to the original takeover of Bavel by Persia. But that implies Lameimra da Aromoi Malumi Parsoi. What, you're saying that you'd rather be with these Romans than you would with the Persians? Is that what you're saying? Isn't there a brisa that Rabbi Chiya taught that Maidichtiv Elohim Evin Darka Uhu Yadat Mikoma? Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he knows the derech of Torah and the way that it's necessary to have Klal Yisrael in a place where they can learn. So he put them into that kind of location. And what does that mean? In the pasuk, it's merames that Yodea HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'Yisrael she'inam yecholim lekabel gzerat haromim. He knew that these Romans were absolutely horrifying, that they made these terrible gzerot of shmad and didn't allow Klal Yisrael to learn Torah and do mitzvahs. And because of that, Amad Veglaotam leBavel, which is why he sent Yisrael to Bavel instead of to Rome. So why would Rabbi Bar Bachana say he would rather go to Rome? That's no kasha. That's Bikamidinati Chavri leBavel, Vahalabantadatu Chavri leBavel. It's actually dependent on this point. It used to be that Bava was a very nice place before these Chavra showed up. But after that, things got so bad, It would even be better to be among the Romans. It's all about Siddhartha. No insult meant over here, Dvora, but what can you do? Okay, everybody, watch out for the Romans on your way home. We'll see you. Okay, so Bezrat Hashem, looking forward to continuing exciting sugyas here tomorrow, Bezrat Hashem. Meanwhile, we should be Zeche, Hashiach, Samecha, Varechet, Bachalatecha, or Aim Venas, Aim Ad Olam.